There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm looking at the study here, how too much praise can turn your kids into narcissists. Are you looking at that? All right. It says this new study from the Ohio State University suggests that constant and perhaps undue praise for our kids' tiniest accomplishments or even non-accomplishments may have the unintended side effect of creating an overinflated ego. Well, duh. And this can then have serious consequences both in childhood and later in life. According to the authors in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, where it's published, they say research shows that narcissism is higher in Western than non-Western countries and suggests narcissism levels have been steadily increasing among Western youth over the past few decades. Well, of course, we know why. The team examined the roots of narcissism by pitting two competing theories of narcissism against each other. The social learning theory suggests that kids become narcissists when their parents overvalue them, meaning the parents are like, oh, gosh, this kid really deserves this. Oh, anything my baby wants, whatever. Or as Freud put it, they are under a compulsion to ascribe every perfection to the child with sober observation would find no occasion to. That means somebody else looking at your kid going, the kid kind of sucked. Really? You're telling them that was good? In contrast, there's a psychoanalytic theory suggesting that kids become narcissists when their parents withhold warmth. So the kids have to put themselves on a pedestal and seek approval elsewhere. So to test which of these theories was more on point, the team had kids in the Netherlands aged 7 to 11, and their parents fill out questionnaires every 6 months for a year and a half. And I guess they had the kids kind of rate, like, you know, kids like me deserve something extra. Some statements, other statements were like, kids like me are happy with themselves as a person. Parents had to rate the kid. My child is a great example for other children to follow. Finally, both parents and kids had to answer questions about how much warmth the parents showed. I let my child know I love him or her. My father and mother lets me know he or she loves me. All right. So anyway, they looked at that. You know, here's the thing, okay? What's a narcissistic kid? Well, narcissistic kid or adult thinks they're superior to others. They think they are entitled to more. All right? They also crave for constant admiration from others. They want to be the hero. They want to be the star. They want to be the radio host. Okay. I grew up differently. I'm not a narcissist. I've had an inferiority complex the whole time. And that I got to change. I'm like, oh, gosh, this stinks. Oh, man, I blow. Oh, I'm horrible. Oh, I'm this. I suck. No. Okay, so that's the difference. But I came from a family that was afraid of narcissism. Okay? They were so... It's very, very interesting. How I grew up, they always put us down. Very rarely, it'd be like, oh, you did a good job with that. Good job. Okay? And they would give us a good job, but when they said that good job, and we got their approval, it was like, huh? You know, it was like, oh, my gosh. You know? Mom, I got a B+ on a test. Why not an A? You know? Dad, look at what I made. What is it? Look stupid. No, it's this. Really? Yeah, then make it look like that. Don't expect me to think that's, you know, your mother when it looks like that. So, you know, it was, you know, again, they gave us some positive reinforcement, but it was very, very, you know, rare, and it would elevate us so much that we really, really sought for it. I was very competitive with my brothers and sisters to get that. I wanted them going, wow, that was good, etc. Because I felt like I needed it. But well, a lot of us do as kids. All right? Where they were afraid that we would think our poop didn't stink and that we wouldn't try. And if we didn't try, then we wouldn't make something of ourselves. Unfortunately, a couple of the kids kept thinking they were failures by, you know, the way we were raised. And that didn't work. And those of us that were able to supersede the other brothers and sisters were able to feel like, okay, we're going to succeed. And my parents did something really wrong. They compared the siblings. Why can't you be more like Dolly? Dolly does her homework. Dolly gets A's. Be more like her. And, you know, my brother and sister are like, we're going to beat her, but, you know, mom and dad aren't looking. You know, and that was wrong. And, of course, me as a little kid, like, yeah, you see, mom and dad like me. It was horrible. It's horrible for my brother and sister, you know, for that. But then also, I was expected at a very early age to be the one that was going to help support the family later. You know, Dottie, you need to hurry and make sure you're in school and do this because you're the ones that are going to be, you know, you're the one we're going to be relying on later. And so I was excited. You know, I took that ball and ran with it. But then I was like, ooh, I can't fail. There is no way. I better not fail. And still the way I was raised, I think had a lot of, you know, could definitely have had a lot of improvements, but I'm definitely grateful for who I am today and what my parents gave me because, you know, how they raised me made me to who I was or who I am. But these kids, unfortunately, are being commended for mediocrity. And I don't understand that. And kids are getting other sorts of self-satisfaction on social media, etc. So, like, for example, somebody likes what you post. That makes your day. You think you're the it. Yet, what about your grades? What about, you know, what about getting up and going to work or whatever? I made everybody laugh on Facebook because there was a lot of LOLs. So it's very different now what this generation is using as their ego fuel. And we're now looked at as bad parents if your kid makes second place to go, all right, it wasn't first, but no, nobody would do that now. They'd be like, yeah, you made second place, you got an award, yeah! And you don't even talk about it. Nobody talks about that it wasn't first place. Or we talk down about the first place person. Oh, man, that kid cheated. Or that kid's parents did their homework for him. Something like that, right? We got to stop doing that. You know, what we got to do is got to say, awesome, you made second place, awesome. Now, should we strategize on how to make first place next time? That kind of thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us are trying to whiten our teeth and, you know, make our smiles brighter. I don't know if my smile is that bright. It's a little bit kind of yellowish. But for those people that like yellow, I'm sure they like my smile. But, you know, we're using the over-the-counter whitening strips, etc. And, you know, overall, I still think they're overall safe. I just don't like the idea of any extra chemicals going into your body if we don't have to. Well, Fox News has a beautiful article on 14 options that can help you with your teeth. Strengthen the enamel, prevent cavities, ward off gum disease. And I found this to be very interesting because I like a lot of these foods. Finally, some foods that I like so I could relate to. For example, cheese. They say cheese, not only is it rich in calcium, but we know it helps your bones and it helps your teeth. Now, cheese contains lactic acid, and lactic acid can help prevent tooth decay. They say cheese also offsets the discoloration from other foods like wine, and they say that lactic acid acts as a buffering agent against acidic foods that can harm the teeth. Now, that's interesting because I thought some of the lactic acid that bacteria make can hurt the teeth. So I found that to be very interesting. You see, I'm learning something new as well. Strawberries. They say you don't have to avoid berries if you're worried about stains on your teeth. Berries help maintain the pH balance in your body, which obviously, you know, helps your teeth. You don't want to be more acidic or basic, etc. But what's very interesting is when you eat strawberries, let's say you got the little baby seeds. Well, for any of us that do facial scrubs, having little baby seeds help us with exfoliation, etc. So they say the little baby seeds with strawberries, as my kids used to call them, straw babies, the small straw babies, mama, they kind of help clean the teeth. I wonder if you could use like a strawberry soap for exfoliating your skin. Apples. Malic acid, all right, which is in teeth whitening products, is also in apples. Now, you got to be careful with apples because they're acidic. And so, I don't want to overdo fruit, especially sugary fruit, because that could hurt the enamel. But they say the apple's rough texture can help clean the teeth. They say you could use some of the cheese to help combat the acid. All right? Because a lot of cheese seems to come more basic. Okay. I want to look up that lactic acid part they were talking about with the cheese. I want to confirm that. Ginger. Ginger, they say, is not only anti-inflammatory, but ginger can help keep your gums healthy. By the way, ginger also is great when you're about to go on a boat. I don't know if it's going to help the deep sea fishing. We went barracuda fishing, and I was vomiting the whole time, but I caught the biggest barracuda of the day. It was a big barracuda. But ginger is very, very good for anti-nausea, but they say it also helps prevent periodontal disease. There was a study in the journal Phytotherapy that said ginger is effective at killing bacteria in the mouth that's associated with the periodontal disease, which is going to be interesting if they do a study looking at ginger and the prevention of heart attack. If ginger helps periodontal disease and periodontal disease leads to heart attack, maybe there's an association. Now, pineapple, to me, is very acidic. Okay, you got a lot of citric acid. But they say the bromelain, which is an enzyme found in pineapple, helps cleanse the teeth. It also helps break down the plaque, and the citric acid within it is antibacterial. They say pineapple also produces extra saliva, which also helps you fight tooth decay. So that's pretty cool. That's according to Dr. Shan Gibson from the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. Now we move on to carrots. Carrots are great because of the texture. When you got to eat and munch on a carrot, that can usually do a great job helping clean the teeth. They also have a lot of high water content. It stimulates the saliva, cleanses food particles, and again, it's more of a coarse type of vegetable, so that also helps clean the teeth. And they say it could even make the teeth whiter. Basil. Basil, a lot of us cook with, really, really yummy. They say it's a natural antibiotic and it helps reduce bacteria in the mouth. You could use some basil, some mozzarella, pesto sauce. Oh, I love that on a pizza. I don't know, though, about the calorie content of that, but they say it helps the teeth. Salmon, superfood salmon. It's got your omega-3s. It's got your calcium. It's got your vitamin D. And that's supposed to help your teeth as well. Sesame seeds. Sesame seeds also act like a little scrub. By the way, if any of you guys have diverticulosis, you got to be really, really careful of any of these seeds, because these little seeds can get caught in the little pockets of your colon and then later cause infection. So you got to be careful with that. But the sesame seeds or the nuts, etc., calcium rich, and they scrub plaque from the teeth. What about shiitake mushrooms? According to a study by the Pediatrics Caries Research Foundation in Australia, they say lentinin, which is an active compound found in shiitake mushrooms, can inhibit bacteria from growing in the mouth. I think mushrooms taste like crap. I don't know how you guys eat the mushrooms, and all I could say is, all the power to you. All right, tea. Maybe what happens is you eat a mushroom and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't eat anything else because it feels so gross that I had a mushroom, and then you end up not eating sugar. Maybe that's it. tea. Tea can stain the teeth, but they say you got the antioxidant, the catechin, that inhibits the bacteria, and that causes gingivitis. So sometimes tea could work in that respect. I thought, this daylight saving time is kicking my butt. Quinoa. This is, it has calcium, magnesium, manganese, phosphate, all strengthen teeth. Now you got kale. Kale, the dark leafy greens like kale and chard, those have minerals and help support the tooth structure. And then finally, lemons. They say lemons help balance the pH in the body. They help increase the saliva. They, you know, what else? They got the acidity, which could help or hurt. You got to be careful because sometimes the lemons could erode the enamel, but can help clean the teeth. We used to put lemons in our hair to make us blonde. So I thought that was pretty interesting. That's 14 surprising foods by Fox that can help you with your issues with your teeth. All right, why do men lose weight faster than women? According to this one study, they say it's because men are less likely to be emotional eaters. And men burn more energy than women. Oh, we know that. Remember, women are designed, okay? Women are designed to be hoarders or to store, okay? Because remember, in the female, in the female species, in the animal kingdom, the women are the one making the nest. The women are the one making sure that the den has everything, you know. Yeah, women will go, like female lions will go and hunt and bring food back, etc. But man's job is to protect. All right, and look good, all right, because they need to be able to find a mate so that they can make a lot of babies with. But the female is the one that's supposed to store. So it makes sense that a female human species starts to store more fat because if they get pregnant, they need to have the energy stores for their young. They also have to make the milk, etc. All right, whereas the men, they need to make sure they have enough energy to do their runs and their sprints and to be able to, do in the animal kingdom, do the protective type stuff. All right, and men will burn more. All right, their basic metabolic rate is greater and faster. They burn more energy than women do. All right. Now, as we get older, our muscle mass starts to drop. And when muscle mass starts to drop, we start to lose some of our metabolism. Men have more muscle to start, and men have more muscle than women. So, although some women I see have more muscle tone than a lot of men out there. But as a general, you'll see more muscle lean, bulk to the muscle in men than women. So, what about the emotional eating? Well, you may see trends, but I see guys, rather than emotionally eating, emotionally drink. They'll go and grab a beer. Whereas women will have an easier time saying, no, I'm not going to reach for the alcohol. So if you're going to stereotype one way, then you got to stereotype the other. They say men are less likely to take on the role as chef. All right. They say many women will still take on the role of doing the cooking. Women often spend more time at home, they say, according to this. You know, even though, you know, many of us women work, etc. Like on a day off, I have to admit, with my husband and I, if we have a day off, he's going to Home Depot, he's going hiking, he's going off-roading. Me, I'm like, well, you know, I want to take a nap, or, you know, I want to spend some time with the kitty cats, or I want to, you know, so still, even us women will be more prone to home. Also, it's very difficult to off-road if you don't have a real good sports bra. Sometimes off-roading hurts, but guys don't realize that. All right, the emotional eating, we do that. I emotionally eat. When I'm upset about something, I go to the chocolate. My husband does not go to chocolate. And, you know, he'll be in a bad mood or sad or something. I'm like, here, take some chocolate. He's like, how's that going to help? I'm like, it's chocolate. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-D-A-L-I. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was frustrating when you saw privately insured brain tumor patients may do better than those who have Medicaid. Very, very frightening. Or those who are uninsured. Researchers analyzed data from more than 500,000 brain tumor-related hospitalizations in the United States between 2002 and 2011, compared to uninsured or Medicaid patients. Those with private insurance had fewer medical complications and were less likely to develop new health problems in the hospital. They also had shorter hospital stays and were 25% less likely to die while in the hospital. That is frightening. Patients with private health insurance were also less likely to end up in a nursing home, rehabilitation center, or hospice after leaving the hospital, according to a study recently published. By the time brain tumor patients are hospitalized, they say much has already occurred. That affects their outcomes, according to the lead author, Dr. Christopher Hooten from the University of Florida. When private insurance patients start to have a problem, it gets picked up really fast. They go to a primary doctor who makes a quick referral to a neurologist or neurosurgeon. He says that isn't always the case for uninsured and Medicaid patients. They may be the first seen in an emergency room. That's when they start to develop the more severe symptoms. So we're looking at an access to care and a quality of care. They say uninsured and Medicaid patients tend to do worse during hospitalization than those with private insurance, but not because patients are treated differently based on their insurance. It's because they have more health problems to begin with, he added. So this is something as a doctor I had seen in my training, unfortunately, where your uninsured would come to you a complete train wreck. Diabetes, high blood pressure, losing his leg, etc. You know, but then you saw, you know, the person coming in with, you know, insurance and going, you know what, I'm starting to feel this. I'm not too sure what's going on. I want to make sure I don't have diabetes. Now you do the sugar, like, yeah, you know, your sugar's kind of a little bit high. Okay, go to your regular doctor. Oh, man, you know, I'm glad I came in. And you see them walk out, and then you turn and you look in the next bed where, you know, somebody's leg is about to get amputated. And you're like, whoa, all right? And, you know, I understand now, since Obamacare, my health insurance and my deductible is so damn expensive that I don't go to the doctor, all right? Now I have a couple things I need to get checked out, and I'm putting it off because I don't have the money up front to go, and it's a lot of money. Especially when you have a $7,500 deductible, I'm going to probably be getting a bill for like $250 in the mail. No. Or I'd have to come up with that out of pocket. No way. I'm going to wait. I'm going to just wait. And so when your insurance is crappy or you don't have insurance, you put things off. Now, this is going to be on all our shoulders. We have to do something about this because now even the privately insured patients aren't going to the doctor because their insurance is so bad and the deductible is so high. You have a few of the percentage where people got very, very good federal, it's not the rebates that you got on the subsidies, where their health insurance was knocked down to a doable price. All right, but that's not the majority of Americans. You have some Americans that have health insurance, but their deductibles have gone up. You know, one of the biggest things people are talking to me now about healthcare costs. Now, that's exactly what government wants. They want you to go to the doctor and say, you know, look, you know, how much is this going to be? But I had a lady yesterday, her EKG is abnormal. She has a funny-looking EKG. I'm not sure what's going on with it. So she saw the heart doctor. The heart doctor suggested a test. And she's like, I'm not going to do it because my out-of-pocket is going to be $250. It used to be never like this. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, just be very careful, you know, exercising until you do get this checked out. You know, I know you're very athletic. That could be what's making your EKG looking funny. And the doctor didn't even order a crap load of tests. It was just going to be an ultrasound of the heart. And I'm like, you know, if you asked what I would do, okay, I would probably think the ultrasound is a smart move, okay, especially since, I'm looking at the way your EKG is and if you can. And, you know, patients, the conversation I'm having with patients are, you know, no, I don't have the money. So whatever I have to do, can you tell me how long I could wait? So now doctors are being told, all right, tell me how long I could wait to get this checked out. Well, you've had this sore throat going on for 6 months, and you've taken 2 antibiotics. I think you should get it checked out now. No, Dr. Smith, I can't do that because a specialist copay is $75. That's too expensive. Why? What do you think I have? Well, I don't know. You're having a sore throat that doesn't go away. We need to make sure there's no cancer there. What? Now you tell me I have cancer? Well, then I definitely am not going to be able to afford going to the doctor. I mean, these are not the conversations we should ever be having. All right? The conversation we should be having with the patient and you know, the poor patient, I mean, you know, they should be, you know, what are we going to do for your health? We shouldn't be sitting there talking dollars and cents. And unfortunately, we are. And, you know, the healthcare system we know needs a lot of work. And we all brought us to this point here, especially the insurance companies and the government. But we all take responsibility for where we are. But, you know, in the olden days, by olden days, 90s and 2000s, okay, you know, somebody came in with a headache that wasn't going away. Headache wasn't going away and some blurry vision. They got a scan of the head and they went to the eye doctor and had the retina looked at, etc. And we jumped on it. If there was a tumor, it was caught. You know, and the you know, gosh, they cut the cancer early. You're going to slowly not hear that anymore. So what's happening? If you have Medicaid and you are uninsured, what should you do? Well, many of you with Medicaid go, look, I have insurance. I got the Medicaid. I have the Medicaid right here. All right? You know, treat me. Well, there's not a lot of Medicaid doctors. And a lot of your options on Medicaid are starting to become limited because, again, the government is paying for your health care. So now you have the government involved in your health care decisions. Okay? You know, they spend a lot. The government is very well known for spending and giving out a lot of freebies. But when it comes to health care, now they want to start to skimp because they promised everybody Medicaid, everybody health care. So what we need to do is what I think could possibly help. All right, because I already talked about the clinics and working, setting up like a, you know, maybe not a free clinic, but a $5 clinic, $10 clinic. We need to even come up with something else. I think what we need to do is come up with inexpensive ways where people can go and get certain tests on their own. All right, like for example, you go and get your car, you know, oil change, you go and get your hair done, you go to the dentist, you go and get this blood work done. And we have these little shops set up where blood work can be cheap. Okay, we got to stop this whole freebie mentality. But where you could go and get, you know, some basic blood work for $25. Something like that. And these are things that you should do. You are a smoker. All right, then we should have a system set up where people can go and get a scan. And I'm not saying you guys go and do your own medicine, but I think the problem is you got to get the insurance. Then from the insurance, you got to get in with the doctor if the doctor will see you. Then if the doctor sees you, he has to decide if he's going to send you somewhere. Maybe we need to put the power in the people where, you know, you'll have to pay, of course, something. It's not going to be completely free, but something small. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my projects locally is I'm trying to set a make a Nevada State Blood Donation Day, as many of you guys have heard, and I want to eventually do this in every state. We have a state blood donation day, California, Florida, Kansas, etc. Apparently, blood shortages are going on throughout the country. And your neck of the woods, most likely, if you call the blood bank, they're probably like, yes, please, 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 we need blood. And so if we could set up blood donation days, even though one day a year isn't going to do, you know, and stop the shortage completely, I think it helps raise awareness. It gets a lot of people on regular blood donation cycles. So any of you who want me to help get that set up in your particular state, let me know. And any of you that are willing to help in Nevada, please call me because we're setting this up, or email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. We are setting it up for April 25th. Should be a lot of fun. All right. Oh, come on. It's a blood donation day. Okay. Hey, what do you expect? All right. Many of us cannot stand these quizzes where we take a test to see how long we're going to live. But I like the test because I took it and I did really damn well, so I'm pretty happy. Apparently, this test is coming out of the NHS out of England. And it's the NHS Heart Age Calculator. And it predicts when we will suffer a heart attack or a stroke. It's this online calculator that basically goes over a lot of the stuff that we, you know, have already talked about on the show. It looks at your age, etc., your height and weight. And, you know, it's, I like these tests because it gets you to think. You know, where we go wrong and when we get fat and when we start to let ourselves go is when we just aren't on top of it. You know, I blame, you know, when my weight started to just change drastically when, you know, I didn't realize it was going on with my hormones and stuff I was using with birth control, I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm pregnant. You know, maybe it's my thyroid. I had that checked. I'm like, well, I don't know what the hell's going on. And by the time I figured that out, it was already too late. I already had gained 20, 30 pounds in a year. And I was like, what? How the hell did this happen? And so sometimes taking these tests and being proactive, all right, is exactly the thing we need to do. So I'm going to give you guys this test, see how well you do. All right? You know, just make sure you guys have the following information ready. Like, you need to know your height, you need to know your weight, you need to know your age, etc. Alright? So, basically, they ask you, now, I just took the test, so I hope they let me do it again. Alright, so basically, they want to know your height, age, your weight, etc. Then they want to know if you know your blood pressure and if you know your cholesterol. Well, I didn't have my blood pressure, you know, I know what my blood pressure is and my cholesterol, but I just, you know, was in a hurry, so I just pushed right through it. It kind of yelled at me for a little bit, saying we really should know, but it moved on. It asked if I had atrial fibrillation, if I had rheumatoid arthritis, if I had any kidney disease, if there was anybody in my family younger than 60 having heart disease, etc. So it went through the different risk factors. And we talked about risk factors. I don't even think it asked if we smoke. That's interesting. I don't think it asked if we smoke, because it should. What are the risk factors? Well, risk factors are diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, high blood pressure, you personally having a cardiovascular disease, or there being a family member with cardiovascular disease. Now, here's the thing. Even if somebody is older than 60, okay, in America, we take that seriously, so I would count that as a risk factor. But I was able to say no because on this particular test, they asked, is there anybody in my family under age 60? And I said no. So I got my calculator, and my heart age is 43. They say, compared to a person of the same age, gender, and ethnicity without raised risk factors, my heart age is 43. Well, what that means is I'm 43. So if my heart age was 55, that would mean I have a heart of a 55-year-old as opposed to a nice, youthful, young spring chicken, right, 43-year-old. See? Okay? So they say I have a 1% risk of having a heart attack, knock on wood, or stroke in the next 10 years. And on average, someone like me could expect to live to the age of 82 without having a heart attack or stroke. Why? Because my blood pressure, when I went back and put it in, my blood pressure was pretty damn good. My ratio was pretty good. My weight was, well, I need to work on it. But, you know, I want you guys to take this. I will post it on my Facebook a little bit later today so you guys can take the test. Really, really smart to do. But, you know, we were just talking about people with Medicaid and people who are uninsured. By the time they get things looked at, it's too late. Just like my father. My father didn't have insurance, drops dead of a heart attack. And I thought he was already starting to have colon cancer as well. Now, he, though, however, didn't want to get checked. So part of that to me is, you know, he could have. I would have helped pay, but, you know, he was too stubborn. He didn't want, you know, me to help. So, fine. He didn't get checked, etc. But if you are in the situation where you don't know your cholesterol, there's ways to do it. There's cheaper ways to do it. There's these health fairs. Some of these labs have inexpensive panels that you could take advantage of. You know, the big problem we have in America, I think, is you can't do anything without a doctor or medical provider prescribing it. Why? Because of the liability. I can't tell you how many patients or people that aren't my patients, I should say they're not patients, they're people that listen to my show or they call my office and they go, look, all right, I don't have money to go to a doctor, but I want to know my cholesterol. Which lab will let me walk in there and check my cholesterol? And then I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it would be great if you could walk into a lab and say, I'm going to pay for the cholesterol to be run, and you give me the cholesterol. And I think the reason why a lot of labs don't necessarily do that is because there's liability. You need a medical provider getting the results. I wanted to do that, too. I wanted to set up. Oh, I forgot what we wanted to do. We wanted to set up where people could get labs, et cetera. In fact, there was a TV show that a production company wanted me to work on where the patients got their labs. They showed me their labs. I got them on the right track, and we showed how their blood work improved, et cetera. And I was like, okay, but a doctor has to be the one ordering the labs. They can't just randomly go and get these labs. And they're like, well, why not? Like, most labs don't do it without a doctor ordering it. And if I'm not their doctor, this is for a TV show, this won't work. Like, well, oh, man, you know, and so I don't understand that. You know, it would be great. I mean, this is your body, you know. I mean, you could step on a scale and know your weight. You could, so it's a liability issue. You do blood work and the blood work comes out really abnormal, then there's nobody to tell you what to do. You come back with a cholesterol panel and your triglycerides are up in the 700s, okay? You know, you may also need a lipase added to take a look at the pancreas to make sure you don't have a pancreatitis because of the high fats and how it could affect the pancreas. So, you see, the labs need to have some sort of management. But, I mean, gosh, things could be so much more proactive if you guys were able to do things yourself. I would love to do things myself. Oh, my gosh. But then, if you're going to be doing blood work yourself, the next thing people are going to ask for is, well, let me get my prescriptions myself. Why do I have to wait for the doctor to get my Lortab or to get my sleeping pill? And then we got that problem. So, you know, we still have the regulation and we still need doctors. Mind you, I didn't go to school for nothing. But we've got to figure out how to make sure the access is easier. You know, cholesterol medications are still one of my favorite groups of medication. And now they're looking at statin medications for cholesterol, hopefully helping improve prostate cancer survival. Remember I told you it was a study where they were looking at people who were fighting prostate cancer and those who were on statin medications, cholesterol medications, did better? So, you know, I think that's cool when you have one medicine that kind of helps do, you know, a variety of things, even though they're under a lot of criticism with the possible diabetes. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.